summer sets off fireworks in the mountains of southern Montana. Spurred by heat and hunger, wild horses converge on the cool green heights, and sparks begin to fly. Stallions spar and court young mares in a drama as old as the hills. The Mustang has become a symbol of the American West, but some say he's a newcomer to these parts, even a trespasser. For hundreds of years, ancient woods have been a haven for our beloved wildlife, from mammals to birds, bats and butterflies. But these environments are constantly under threat, which is why the Woodland Trust fights tirelessly to protect and restore them and to plant more trees. True Royalty delivers specially curated programming that goes beyond the mask of royal pomp to reveal the human stories of the crowned heads of the most powerful dynasties in history. This was rugby's great leap forward. Within 6 days of the 2015 tournament, viewing figures surpassed the entire 6 weeks of the previous tournament. And that reach is no longer confined to a select group of nations. The Rugby World Cup is a truly global event, with live matches being viewed in over 120 nations around the world and a total audience reach of over 4 billion people. BBC iPlayer, making the unmissable truly unmissable. A Man Like Curtis, presented by Lenny Kravitz, Tuesday night from 10. We all have a little more time on our hands these days. Time to catch up with some of the most creative minds on the planet. Lose yourself in intriguing tales. Meet people with the ideas and solutions to improve our world. Or even, escape to the outer reaches of space. In the 24th century, we don't have animals, birds, insects, or trees. So if all of this stuff is gone, tell me, what on earth did you do?
The animal kingdom is filled with many wonders. Formed by the power of evolution, under the pressures of environment and competition. Hidden in our oceans, and unseen by most humans, are great rivers of seawater called ocean currents. These are the arteries and veins of planet Earth. The vital life support system that regulates our planet's climate, atmosphere, and biological diversity.
Charlie has recently had a stroke. He joins around 1.2 million stroke survivors living in the UK. And Charlie is in the half of all survivors left with a long-term disability. He's in hospital. The world has changed for both him and his wife, Rose. His stroke has left him paralysed down one side. He also has aphasia and finds communicating or being understood very hard.